KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly sunny, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a slight chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, police in Red Oak conducted a traffic stop early this morning and ended up arresting a man on a drug charge. 19-year-old Todd Michael Wrench II of Red Oak faces a serious misdemeanor charge of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, following a traffic stop that took place at 12:15 a.m. Wrench was also cited for failure to provide proof of insurance. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. And at around 12:30 this morning, 41-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication after Red Oak police responded to a report of a man causing a disturbance in a 300 block of East Washington Street. Mitroff was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Police in Red Oak reported an investigation into the theft of $400 from Tangle's Salon in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 59-year-old Cheryl Lynn Franzen of Red Oak. The woman was taken into custody Friday evening on a charge of theft in the fourth degree. The money was recovered by the business's employees. Franzen was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. No injuries were reported after a car nearly struck a building and later struck an SUV Friday afternoon in Stanton. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 89-year-old Gene C. Johnson of rural Red Oak was entering a parking stall in front of the hair company in the 300 block of Main Street at around 3:10 p.m. when she stopped, looked around briefly, and thought she had her foot on the brake pedal. Her foot was instead on the accelerator. The woman's 2014 Hyundai Elantra went up the stairs on the east side of Main Street and stopped prior to hitting the building. Johnson, who was shaken up by the incident, tried to back her car up. In the process, the vehicle struck a 2015 Jeep Cherokee owned by Patricia Eckloff, which was legally parked in a parking stall directly north of Johnson's original parking spot. Damage from the accident amounted to $6,600. There were no citations issued. A motorcycle accident in western Iowa's Monona County has claimed the life of a Nebraskan and resulted in injuries to another person, also from Nebraska. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 1994 Honda motorcycle was traveling north on Interstate 29 just before 8 a.m. Thursday, when for reasons unknown, the cycle drifted into the right lane and then into the left lane before it kept going into the median where it crashed. The accident happened about a mile south of the Ottawa exit. Both victims on the cycle are from Omaha. An 81-year-old died, while the other person, who is 78, was flown by helicopter to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. No other information was released about the accident victims. An Iowa man was arrested on a second-degree robbery charge for allegedly robbing a Nebraska man Friday evening in Council Bluffs. 31-year-old James Kramer of Elkhart was taken into custody by Council Bluffs police in the 200 block of South 17th Street a little after 5:30 p.m. after he allegedly took a man's cell phone. Authorities say 24-year-old Trevor Coleman of Elkhart, Nebraska, was at the Dairy Queen located at 3210 West Broadway Street in Council Bluffs and speaking on his cell phone. Kramer is said to have approached Coleman, grabbed the man's cell phone from him, and expressed a desire to fight Coleman outside the business. Kramer then went outside with Coleman's cell phone and waited for Coleman to leave the business. As Coleman called 911 from the Dairy Queen's business phone, Kramer left the area with the stolen cell phone. A short time later, officers were notified by Coleman that he found Kramer in the 200 block of South 17th Street. Police then placed Kramer under arrest. Well, 19 Iowa counties will be getting federal help in their recovery from severe storms last month that delivered high wind, tornadoes, heavy rain, hail, and thunderstorms. A statement from the White House released Friday said President Obama signed a disaster declaration to help share the cost of emergency work, repair and replacement of facilities, including roads and bridges, with state and local government agencies and some nonprofit organizations. Among the counties included locally is Guthrie. A state preliminary damage assessment found the weather system in Iowa June 20th through the 25th caused more than $5 million in damage. Officials estimate about 15,000 gallons of manure was spilled near a hog operation in southwest Iowa's Adams County. The State Department of Natural Resources says a manure ran out of a pipe Thursday afternoon at a new fashioned pork facility near Nottoway. Manure was being moved from a barn to a storage lagoon. Officials estimate about 15,000 gallons was released. It flowed under a county road and across a pasture. Some reached a ditch that flows into the Middle Nottoway River. Farm staff helped to stop the flow with a temporary dam of hay bales and dirt. A contractor later helped to remove the manure from the pasture. DNR officials say testing in the ditch and a tributary to the river showed slightly elevated levels of ammonia, but there were no signs of dead fish. A woman from Marnie was cited for failure to maintain control and failure to yield one half the roadway following a collision Thursday afternoon on Highway 83 near Walnut. Lieutenant Rob Abrose with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department told KJAN News Friday 26-year-old Heidi Johnson of Marnie was traveling east at around 2:18 p.m. Thursday when her SUV crossed the center line of the road into part of the westbound lane. The vehicle collided with a westbound 2002 Chrysler that was driven by 26-year-old Samantha Walters of Atlantic. Walters suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by Walnut Rescue to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan for treatment. Johnson refused medical treatment at the scene. Damage from the crash amounted to $24,000. Deputies in Cass County arrested a man from Shelby County Wednesday. Officials said yesterday 22-year-old William Eugene Dunlap Jr. of Harlan was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Dunlap was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $5,000 bond. Taking a look at our funeral announcements, Pola Ann Peters, age 83, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday at the Bethany Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Pola Peters will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs, is handling the arrangements. Ada Beth Wilson, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ada Wilson will be today at 3 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. G. Roger Hansen, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for G. Roger Hansen will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janice Ray Martin, age 70, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for Janice Martin will be Monday at 10 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Virgil Dean Miller, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Virgil Miller will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has the arrangements. Helen Hohertz, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Helen Hohertz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Roger Clark, age 72, of Oakland, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Roger Clark will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Sharon Presbyterian Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. And that is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.